What's up, everybody? It's Nathan Payne.
What's up, guys? It's Corey Roysom.
And today we're going to come to you with a video about what JVing is. And if you don't know what JVing is, it's just short for joint venturing, working with other people to help them sell their deals. So, Corey, how much have we made JVing since we started wholesaling?
$400,000.
Can you believe that? Over $400,000 JVing with people. And we're going to show you guys exactly how to do it and why we still practice it as one of our, not one of our main strategies, but something we do.
Every month.
Definitely do them every month. And if you want to know what it is, we have a check out our free course on investorthrive.com. It's free. I'm literally teaching you how to JV for free on this course. So check it out.
And you can go there and download it. Yeah, watch it.
Exactly. So please like, subscribe, and hit the bell icon. And we're going to explain to you how we've made over 400K and what JVing is exactly.
All right, guys, so like Nate said, JVing is short for joint venturing. And what joint venturing is you go find a deal that another wholesaler has and you say, hey, I could help you sell this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a beginner, what you want to do is you want to find probably a couple buyers and then go to an area that they want to buy and say, hey, I have a buyer for this deal. You go to another wholesaler and say, I have a buyer for this deal. Would you be open to joint venturing? And you can either split the wholesale fee or you can add your fee on top of what they're doing.
Right, man.
Anything I missed there?
No, that's right. You basically can split up any way you want. Yeah, but if you're brand new...
It's a negotiation.
Yeah, it's a negotiation. If you come to me and you're like, hey, Nate, I can bring a buyer to this deal. Let's split it 50-50. I'm going to say I'm okay. Because you don't need to help me. I got it. I know how to find buyers. But if you come to me and say, hey, I'll just throw my fee on top, Nate. And if I can find you the highest buyer, then look, can we do a deal? I'd say, yeah.
Or if you come to us and you have a buyer already and you're like, hey, I have a buyer that wants this. Can I just throw my fee on top? And we don't even care what you'd make.
Yeah.
I mean, if we don't have a buyer at that price, or we don't have our own buyer, like, we'd be glad to JV.
Exactly. And if you go to investorthrive.com and you go to the free JV course that I'm giving away, it teaches you how to have that conversation and negotiate and find people to JV with. So definitely check it out. So, Corey, great intro on what joint JVing is. Now, the other question people have is, how do we get started with JVing? Well, when we were brand new... Everyone starts brand new, right? When we were brand new, we didn't have a good buyers list. I think we tried to build it through going through Facebook.
We didn't know how to find buyers.
We didn't really know how to find buyers. And I think we pulled a list from like PropStream or whatever and Skip Tracy and we're calling people, but we weren't having the best of luck finding buyers. So we partnered with a larger wholesaling company in Utah at that time, and we were like, hey, guys, we've been trying to sell this deal. We can't sell it. And they're like, yeah, let's try it. We'll blast it out. So they blasted out. We made like $46,000 on it. And they took a split of it, right? But we were like, holy crap, these guys have the best buyers ever,
yeah,
right?
We couldn't even find a buyer.
But it's just because we were new. We didn't know where the buyers were at. And that's something, that's something that happens when you're new. You just don't know who can buy your deal. When we were new, we partnered with these people for like 2 years because we didn't really want to focus on dispo at all. We just focused on finding deals. And I think we did over like $200,000, and they were getting a split of this money we were making. But we were
30 to 50%.
And we were naive. We were like, whatever. We don't have to worry about dispo.
It was honestly a relief, though, because like then we could just focus on finding deals.
And we were good at it.
It made it easy, yeah.
Yeah. But then after a while, I was kind of like, man, we need to freaking not give up we're missing out. So then I ended up, networking, buying a list, and now we have, millions of buyers.
It's funny, at the time, I didn't even think of what we were doing as JVing, did you?
No.
Like, I didn't even think about it.
But we were straight JVing.
Yeah, we were JVing.
And so that's how we got our start. We didn't even know it, but we were using someone else's buyer's list, and they made like 30% of 200,000. What is that? Is that, I didn't even know the math. That's 60K?
Yeah.
That's right. Probably made more than that. I'm just giving it a round number. We might have done more than 200,000, but that's how we got our start. Now, after that happened, we got really into dispo. We went nationwide. And Corey, kind of tell people why we JV so much now.
Yeah, now we focus a lot on dispo, and we have a whole dispo team.
Mm-hmm.
We have two dispo guys that crush it. And so what we do now is, like, when we see deals that we feel like we could sell,
yeah,
we reach out to the wholesaler and see if they'd be interested in JVing with us or letting us JV their deal.
Yeah.
And so we've done probably, since we started doing that, another 150 to 200K in JV deals.
Yeah.
Where we've helped new wholesalers sell their deals.
And I think a lot of people, guys, just to let you know, a lot of people are like, man, I don't want to partner with someone and lose out on money. We literally, when we JV, sometimes we reach out to other wholesalers in other markets, and they have better buyers than we do because we're nationwide. We don't have the relationships. There was one deal in Colorado where we couldn't find a buyer because it was a million-dollar property. The tenant didn't want to leave. It was a tough situation. But we partnered with someone in our mastermind, and he ended up having a buyer that was willing to pay us out where we made 50K. Now, he actually ended up buying it because he wanted the deal, but that was went from zero to 50,000 because, and we're skilled. We know what we're doing.
We've sold a lot of deals all over the country, and we couldn't find the right buyer for that one.
So just because you're new, just because you're experienced doesn't mean you shouldn't JV. JVing is something that can help. So if you're brand new to this, this is a great way to get started. Go to investorthrive.com to the JV deal course. It's a free course, like I've been saying. I want to help you guys make money, and we practice this right now and do JV deals every month. So that's why I'm making this video.
It's really about having the right buyer. Like JVing, if you bring the right buyer, like, you could make more. You could help the wholesaler make more than what they were going to make with their own buyer.
Exactly.
By doing a JV deal.
Yeah,
if you have the right buyer.
You might have that buyer that just wants to be on that exact street, and we might not be able to have that person on our list. You know,
or
someone that's going to live
it
in
as
it.
A rental versus a flip.
Right, and they'll pay more that way.
Yeah.
So the reason why we made this video, guys, is we JV a lot. And I made a course because I want to help people make money. And, you know, you can implement that now. It's something you can do, and you can provide value to others by bringing good buyers.
Yeah, you could spend literally all day just on Facebook looking for JV deals, and you could probably find one within a couple days.
And that's what my course shows you, how to get deals through going on Facebook, Craigslist, networking with other wholesalers, going to Slurias, all those things, not Slurias, RIA meetings, Real Estate Investing Association meetups. But anyway, a lot you guys could be doing now. Don't think you're too high and mighty for JVing. It's something I think will always be a strategy.
Don't, and don't think you need to be the greatest wholesaler to do it. Find some buyers, you know, go meet some buyers and go find them some deals.
Yeah, and if you want more help on JVing, like I said, I give away a free course. But if you want, I actually have a JV coaching program where I actually show you, like, I work with you hands-on to show you how to do it. Not only get deals through JVing that doesn't require a lot of marketing spend, but other ways like making on-market offers, networking, doing a lot of other activities, making offers on different platforms that don't require a lot of marketing spend. Because not I think when you invest, marketing is really important. You need to spend money and you need to get leads that way. But if you're not implementing free ways and cheap ways to get deals, you're kind of putting yourself in a bad spot, you know, if you don't have a good month every month. So we, along with spending money in marketing, we also get deals for free. So it really helps out for those months where we're not getting, seeing the return on our investment that we want.
Or if you have to wait for stuff to close, like JVs help a lot.
Yeah. So again, I have a course that helps people get deals with like little to no marketing spend. But if you want to get in the marketing spend, that's totally something I recommend. But you need to know how to get deals for free. You just got to. So JVing is one of them. Hope this video kind of helped you guys understand what it is. Did I miss anything, Corey?
No, summed it up well.
All right. So like, subscribe, hit the bell icon, Investor Thrive Nation. We're really trying to grow this channel because I feel like we provide a lot of value. We're literally doing this every day. We own the real estate business, real estate investing business. So we know what problems that you're facing, what you will face. So, you know, we're just trying to give you all the information.
If you want help.
Reach out if you want help. We got your back. Later.
See you guys.